Listen now, the new beginning. The new beginning now becomes the focus of the curriculum. The goal is clear, but now you need specific methods for obtaining it. The speed by which it can be reached depends on this one thing alone, and you listen, that your willingness to practice every step. Each one will help a little every time it is attempted. And together will these steps lead you from dreams of judgment to forgiving dreams and out of pain and fear that now surrounds you. Look with me. They are not new to you, but they are more ideas than rules of thought to you as yet. So now we need to practice them a while until they are the rules by which you are going to live within your own space-time. We seek to make them habits now so you will have them ready for whatever need that you do. Here's a good idea. The world is nothing in itself. Your mind must give it meaning, and what you behold upon it are your wishes acted out so you can look on them and think them real. Look with me. Perhaps you think you did not make the world, but came unwilling to what was made already, hardly waiting for your thoughts to give it meaning. Look, yet in truth, you found exactly what you looked for when you came. Listen, this world that I'm offering you each moment was over a very long time ago. The thoughts that make it are no longer in the mind that thought of them and loved them for a little while. What does this Course in Miracles do but show that the past is gone? And what has truly gone has no effects. Look with me. Remembering a cause can but produce illusions of its present, not effects. Look with me. You think you live in what is past. Each thing you look upon you saw but for an instant long ago, before its unreality gave way to truth. Listen with me, not one illusion still remains unanswered in your mind. Look, uncertainty was brought to certainty so very long ago that it's hard indeed for you to continue to hold it in your heart as though it were before you still. I'm glad you're with me. I'm excited by the prospect that we are going to share together in this Course in Miracles, in the new beginning of the conversion of our conceptual identity about ourselves, that the reasonableness of the idea, since you are in a practice of the concept you hold about yourself in space-time, that it's possible for you to make decisions concerning yourself that can offer you immediate results to what you want to hear through the practice, and we're using the term now of my Course in Miracles. They call me the master teacher of a course. The teaching devices that I use in my correspondence of the forgiveness and the recognition of the saviorship of Jesus of Nazareth are nothing but the certainty evolved in my mind through my illumination of mind that available to you in a constancy of determination not to justify your old memories of yourself can be a brand new memory of who you actually are. Can you see this with me? Now, you're watching me on this new beginning. We have come together in what I can show you, if you want to share it with me, is actually a moment of the Passion of the Christ, wherein the visual evidence of the script of yourself This is the teaching of the Saviorship of Jesus Christ. You have had conflict of sufficient observation of yourself to make within your mind a decision, look with me, that you no longer want to participate in this world. The idea that you no longer want to participate in this world have heretofore in your conceptual idea of your arrangement of longevity of space-time caused you to feel within the little limitation of yourself that if you no longer participate in this world, say to me, I'll be dead. I don't understand anything that you're saying to me. How could you possibly destroy the entirety of the universe as formulated by an idea you have in your mind about God, however you define it, and not admit to the entirety of eternal life in which you are participating? Now, here's why you need the mind training. That does not preclude the evidence that you formulate in order to maintain this body formulation. They call me the master teacher. I am in a condition, as many now, thousands of you Christians out in the healing factor of the Holy Spirit are suddenly begin to have experience, listen with me, not by decisions that they're making within their own concepts, but in simple decision to let the power of the factor of healing be present with them in a new condition of their mind. Now, that is not to say that they're going to use that condition continually, but it is to say this, and now I'm talking directly to you. If the power of decision is actually yours to make in a reflection of a correspondence of light that you're getting from me, it is very possible for us at this time, in a new beginning, to take memories of a long time ago that were contained in your own mind, in which you continue to live in ideas of all the peace and happiness that you found and have now lost by trying to hold on to memories of what is already over. Look, that in the practice of the newness of you on this day can be moments of continuing happiness and joy that you and I have shared with each other since the beginning of time, and that these memories are available to us in the practice of this workbook of our Course in Miracles that say to you very simply that the light has come and that the new factoring of your conceptual idea about yourself cannot exclude the reason why you would be here in conflict, as long as it includes a reason to be out in the universe. What's occurred in this new factoring of time is fascinating to me, because there's no manner in which I am denying you access to yourself in regard to the practices of your own mind in solutions that you have always reached about yourself. The point that you're at now in this chapter 30 in the idea of a new continuum are nothing but a decision that you have finally made each time you've come around to this procedure of, I thought I was successful. Now you realize your own termination, that you're going to say to me, hey, wait a minute. I have structured myself in such a way of conceptual augmenting of reflection of my own light that I am unable to see that by releasing the defenses of myself in a reasonable practice that I want to see differently. I want to see a new power of light. I want to escape from this continuum of time. I look out in the universe and I see the of stars, and I see all of the power faster than the speed of light. I see all the power of instantaneous communication. Look with me. And I have an idea about it. And so do you. The practice that I'm offering you, can you hear me? Conceptually, everything is going to be an idea. And if, look, my dear brother, if you limit yourself, whoever you are, to the science of your mind that limitates the little ideas about light that are contained in your conception, how can you intend or expect to see new ideas of your mind when you are refusing to allow for the possibility? That's why this is the new beginning of this workbook of A Course in Miracles that's going to show you a new light. I've got an idea. Why don't we share together a moment when we escape from space-time? Good. Here's what we'll do. We'll look together at the new beginning, and I bet you it's going to say, and I'm usually right about my betting, that we're going to be ideas anyway. And as long as we're going to be ideas, in the illumination of my mind, I simply discovered, although I appeared to solve the problem, listen, I was never happy with the decision. All I'm asking you to do as a human being is not to be happy with the decision which appears to have entrapped you in the body identity in which you hold on to yourself. You suffer consequences of pain, loneliness. You lose the things you love within your own mind, and you believe within your factoring that there is no alternative to it. Yet the idea that you suffer conflict and loneliness and death cannot not include an idea of the entirety of what you are. That's why we call this a new beginning. And that was a new beginning in which for the first time, each morning and each day and each moment that you're out in the world, you have decided to release that momentary defense. Look with me. You still appear to be participating within the association of the matrix of energy, a form that's going around you in the chaos of your identity. Yet a new factoring somewhere in time is constantly available to you. And once you let that become a part of your memory, you may continue momentarily to occupy this space-time location and not at that moment realize that there's a whole nother continuum of time going on all around you in the practice of this new beginning that you discovered at that moment. A new beginning of you, brand new this morning now in your mind. Something until that moment had never occurred to you. What did you do? You opened up ideas that there's a way that you can leave this little continuum. And sure enough, it was always there. You simply decided with me in the practice, I want the alternative. Listen. Now you've reached the turning point because it has occurred to you that you will gain if what you have decided is not so. Until this point is reached, you will believe your happiness depends on being right. But this much reason have you now obtained. You would be better off if you're wrong. You got this? Now, this tiny grain of wisdom will suffice to take you further. You are not coerced, but merely hope to get a thing that you want, and this is what we're offering. And you can say in perfect honesty, I want another way to look at this. Look, now you have changed your mind about the day and have remembered what you really want. Its purpose has no longer been obscured by the insane belief you wanted for the goal of being right when you're obviously wrong. Thus, is a readiness for asking brought to your awareness, for you cannot be in conflict when you ask for what you want and see that it is this for which you are asking. Now you listen to me. This final step is but acknowledgement of lack of opposition to to being helped, because up until now, you've been opposed to it in your mind. It is a statement of an open mind, not certain yet, but willing to be shown. Listen, perhaps there is another way to look at this. What have I got to lose by asking? Thus, you now can ask a question that makes sense, and so the answer will make sense as well. Nor will you fight against it, for you see that it is you who will be helped by it if you make the decision. Look, it must be clear that it is easier to have a happy day if you prevent unhappiness from entering at all. But this takes practice in the rules that will protect you from the ravages of fear that you're now using. When this has been achieved, the sorry dream of judgment has forever been undone. But meanwhile, you have need for practicing the rules for its undoing. Let us then consider once again the very first of the decisions which are offered to you. Listen, we said you can begin a happy day with the determination not to make decisions by yourself. This means to be a real decision in itself. And yet you cannot make decisions by yourself. The only question really is with what you choose to make them. This is really all. The first rule, then, is not coerced by your determination to attempt to release the defenses, but a simple statement of a simple fact. You will not make decisions by yourself, whatever you decide, for they are made with idols of yourself in concept or with God, and you ask help of Antichrist, opposition you have to yourself, or Christ, and which you choose will join with you and tell you what you should do. You listen with me. Your day is not at random. It is set by what you choose to live it with, and how the friend whose counsel you have sought perceives your happiness. You always ask advice before you can decide on anything. Let this be understood, and you can say there cannot be coercion here, nor grounds for opposition that you may be free, simply because you're always deciding it for yourself. Now, there is no freedom from what must occur, and if you believe there is, you must be wrong. Now, the second rule as well is but a fact. For you and your advisor must agree on what you want before it can occur. It is but this agreement that permits all things to happen. Why? Nothing can be caused without some form of union, be it a dream of judgment or the voice of God. Look with me. Decisions cause results because they are not made in isolation. They are made by you and your advisor for yourself and for the world as well. The day you want, you offer to the world, for it will be what you have asked for, and it will reinforce the rule of your advisor in the world. Whose kingdom is the world for you today? Look with me. What kind of day will you decide that you want to have within the arrangement that you have made concerning a factor of light evidence that justify, shall we practice a little bit? Say to me, advisor, come on. Since the beginning of space-time in the idea of the consciousness of a human being, you have been advised about solutions you can find within your own concept of yourself. You then formulate results that you want to be true within the fabric of your own mind identity, foster them in the entrapment of yourself within your own mind, and augment other ideas about time that then justify the idea of your own self-containment. You want to listen with me about the illumination of your mind? in the transformation that's now occurring, in the augmenting of decisions that you're always making anyway? In the practice of the idea that there are alternatives available to you, somewhere the power of conceptual mind to decide ideas about what it wants are very much a factor within your own mind. You see that? Can you see that with me? Look with me and practice for a moment. You're a consciousness idea about the possibility that you can travel to the stars. Come on now. Come on, I want to help you conceptually. There isn't anything new about the idea that there's a whole universe out there. Yet it seems within the particulars of the mind by which you have maintained your own identity that there's not a factor within you that makes that possible. Yet all of the proceedings of the idea of the concept of yourself within space-time cannot not include an idea within your mind. I brought all sorts of evidence of you along with my Course in Miracles. Will you, of Course in Miracles being the idea of alternative. Let's look at a simple one. Here we are. How about the time before time? You know what that article is going to say to you? It's going to say, you know perfectly well from all the evidence of our mind, there is a time before this began and after it's over, which will be the universal mind. How about parallel universes? How about the idea that somewhere out there you're going to meet someone so like yourself you can't tell the difference? This is called forgiveness. How about the invisible universe that appears to surround you with dark energy? Look with me. All I want you to do with this Course in Miracles is take the new evidence in which you are proceeding in the ideas of the certainty. Let's try a real easy one. How about mysteries of outer space? Now, the idea of a mystery of outer space to your conceptual mind excludes the possibility that there's actually something out there that can become a part of you. You listening? Simply by increasing the power of an idea that's contained within your own mind about the results that you want to be true about yourself. What was the teaching of this mind training if it wasn't that everything is contained within your own mind? You want to practice with me why you see dark out there? There isn't anything out there. This universe is entirely dark. That's the latest science of it. There's no light in it until you begin to factor in your own mind the idea of the possibility of light. Now, in the practice of the idea that you can escape from space-time, the idea that you're trapped at the speed of light is obviously available to you. Shall I tell you what? It cannot not be an idea. Now, the manner in which you make application of the idea of escaping the bondage of the continuum of space-time does not concern me, except that it obviously would have to be an application of a decision that you are making within your own mind about the possibility of seeing something else. Look with me. I have to leave you for just a moment and I'll be back for the final 27 minutes. This is the idea that surrounding you is the entirety of a resurrecting factor of the conversion of your mind in the passion of the Christ. It says very simply that any totality of reflection of light, of identity, and I'm using Jesus who is right here with us now, who is offering you a practice of conversion through the recognition of Him, or now in this proceeding, a recognition of each other, of another world that has actually surrounded us since the beginning of time. I'm the old man, master teacher. I love to teach the idea of the reasonableness of increasing the powers of ideas in your own mind. You remember, God is going with us wherever we go in this new beginning of factoring of mind. I'll be right back and we'll be in a whole new continuum. say it with me? God, bless us, each and every one of us. Let's talk about advisor for a minute. You remember this advisor includes decisions cause results because they are not made in isolation. They are made by you and your advisor, and this is what we just talked about, for yourself and for the world as well, in the conversion of your mind. And the day you want, you offer to the world, for it will be what you've asked for, and you're going to get that result. Whose kingdom is the world for you today? What kind of day will you decide to have? Look with me, it needs but two who would have happiness this day to promise it to all the world. It needs but two to understand that they cannot decide alone to guarantee the joy they ask for will be wholly shared. For they have understood the basic laws that make decision powerful and give it all effects that it will ever have. It needs but two. These two are joined before there can be a decision of any kind. Let this be the one reminder that you keep in mind, and you will have the day that you want and give it to the world by having it for yourself. Your judgment has been lifted from the world by your decision for a happy day, and you have received just exactly as much as you have given in that proceeding. And I'm back with you for the final 27 minutes of the idea of teaching you the possibility of a factoring within your own association, of the necessity for the recognition of duplicity, which you've already actually admitted to, before the singularity of yourself can be reached. In this practice of the science approach of the mind, we are very much aware, it's called causal loop of identity, that we appear to factor in our own mind decisions that we make within space-time. Yet the increase in the evidence of ideas within your mind that a multitude of decisions that you are making are always only in regard to what you want to do in the retention of yourself are preventing you from seeing. I remember when we did causal loop gravity. It's the simple idea that the memories that you hold about yourself within the factoring of your own mind are giving you back memories of what you think you are within the entrapment of you in space-time. Now, while there's nothing new about anything that I'm attempting to offer you, it is new to the extent that you suddenly are going to agree with me conceptually. Let's look at another one. That we can solve the mysteries of outer space by peering through the lenses of the limitation of the speed of light in order to determine outcomes that we want. because this is the only factor you can see in the limitations of the conceptual observation of yourself that you are causing to yourself. Are you going to listen to me? For fear of another idea. Look with me. That's why we decided to do this vision of holiness. It's nothing but an idea that you know perfectly well of what I'm speaking. When I occurred to you in the practice of the teacher of the Course in Miracles, in the passion of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which millions of you have not seen, okay, the simple decision that you are the cause of what's hanging up there on the cross had to be made by you. There's nothing out there that can offend you in any way in the conflict that you're expressing within your own mind. Very simply, because there is nothing outside of yourself. Here's the new idea about it. In the occasion of multiple dimensional association, you have a factoring within your own mind that you can decide what dimensional association of mind you want to be in, and that's a perfectly proper thing to do. What I'm offering you in the factor of time is the possibility within the mind training of another way to continually look at yourself, not connected to the past or the future. There is available to you instantaneously within all of the universe, are you going to hear me with this? Everything that could possibly go on in all of space and time is going on right now between you and I in whatever the factoring of our own mind, in the duplicity of the idea that we are separate from each other, even without the fundamental admission that we all must be coming from a single source of power, we're going to live through fear and believe that it's possible for us to live in fear of each other, the enemies, the guy who's hurting you, the guy out there that's causing all your pain, the factoring of light energy that you employ in order to get a reflection of dark form that's preventing you the certainty that you can observe yourself in your entirety. So what is this new beginning going to begin to teach you starting right now? In what we call the workbook of A Course in Miracles, you simply are going to make application of it. The simplest lesson that you would ever take once you decide to apply it could show you the immediacy of the solution of the science of the mind. But it requires a decision that you must make on a particular day, at a particular time, within your own mind factoring. But you remember this, since you are always deciding the result that you want, very nice, within our new association of ideas that we have about ourselves, a simple idea, for example, that all of the power of light is with me, is a simple truth of the matter. But your fear of application of it have forced you to believe in the reduction of the power of light into a little continuum of time where actually you see nothing. Should we practice one lesson from the Course? Listen. The light has come. You're healed. You can heal. Look, the light has come. You're saved and you can save the world. You're at peace. And you bring peace with you wherever you go. And darkness and turmoil and death have disappeared. Why? Look, here's an idea. Listen, the light has come. Today, we celebrate the happy ending to your long dream of disaster. There are no dark dreams now because the light has come. Today, the time of light begins for you and everyone. It is a new era in which a new world is born. The old one has left no trace upon it in its passing because it's gone. Today, we see a different world because the light has come and we have been successful in the practice of a new beginning, in a reassociation of a continuum of time where we suddenly are seeing entirely different than we saw just a moment ago. The idea that this takes practice objectively in your identity of yourself are very obvious to me. Shall I tell you why? All decisions that you are making concerning yourself and past and future references of your idea of yourself are not true. They are not true because I say they're not true. They are not true because they don't exist. This is all factoring in my mind. Any decision to replicate past and possible future association, look, without the admission of the entirety of a moment of a whole provision of alteration, will always bind you to the isolation that you feel in your indetermination to know who you really are. That's why we teach at the very beginning of Homo sapien, of the species of man, your fundamental admission that you don't know who you are, you don't know why you're here, you don't know how you got here. Look with me. That's the beginning of salvation. Well, if I can teach you not to decide, obviously, if you for a moment don't know who you are forced to make a decision of being trapped in space-time that holds you in the conflict of idea that the recognition of yourself in the entirety of you, not associated at all with space-time, is the answer from the messenger who has come from outside of the framework into the idea of the causal loop of your identity and is attempting to penetrate the defenses that you use first in your individual idea of yourself, listening, and then in aggregations of the idea that you will enforce on me is what is termed a master teacher of A Course in Miracles, the denial of my individual illumination of mine through the resurrection, perhaps of Jesus Christ. That is, if I'm in a factor of illumination of my body identity, it cannot not include the space in which I find myself, because as we just read together, the space in which I find myself, I had momentarily forgotten that I brought with me when I came into these particular. Now, this whole new bright light of the idea of the metamorphosis of the species, the idea that you know perfectly well as a human being that you're not actually trapped here, are everything that I'm offering you, but it takes practice. Remember what we just said, the light has come, you're healed and you're whole, and suddenly there's another lesson that's going to remind you that who you are is actually yourself and not someone else, and that you are the ruler of the universe, and that all the power is actually given to you. Here's a simple lesson. Listen. I am one self, united with my Creator. Look, today's idea accurately describes you as God created you. You are one within yourself and one with Him. Yours is the unity of all creation. Your perfect unity makes change in you impossible. You don't accept this and you fail to realize it must be so only because you believe that you have changed yourself already. Are you listening to this? You see yourself as a ridiculous parody on God's creation. It's weak and vicious and ugly and sinful. Look at yourself, humans, miserable and beset with pain. Why? Such is your version of yourself. a self divided into many warring parts, separate from God and tenuously held together by its erratic and capricious maker, to which you continue to pray. Why? It doesn't hear your prayer. How could it? You're asking for continual conflict and its death. It does not see the oneness in you, for it is blind. It does not understand that you are the Son of God, for it is senseless and actually understands nothing. Listen once more today. Let all these errors go by, recognizing them for what they are. They are attempts to keep you unaware of what you are as one self, united with your Creator, at one with every aspect of creation, and limitless in power and in peace. Look, this is the truth, and nothing else is true. Today, we will affirm this truth again and try to reach the place in you in which there is no doubt and only the truth is true. I am one self, united with my Creator, at one with every aspect of creation, and limitless in power and at peace. And limitless in power and at peace with the direction that we intend how and within this factor to give each other. In the process of the illumination of our minds that we hopefully have achieved, in the simple idea of a continuation that in the sequence in which we have identified ourselves, in the containment of space-time, we had been living within an illusion of the formulation of illusionary ideas of body forms that in effect have nothing at all to do with the reality of who you actually are. They are parables of ideas of stories you tell yourself in the hope to justify within the fabric of the memories of the reflections of light contained within you, parables and ideas of the universal recognition of each other, you could be trapped in space-time. The reasonableness in the science community is very obvious. We're now determining that all around us are just light factors of memories that we're holding about each other within our time frame. And if time lasted but a moment in our minds with no effect upon eternity, how could it be that in this new vision of light that I'm offering you, I'm asking you to see me in a new perspective. Master Jesus, who in the Passion of the Christ, which all of you have now seen, has returned with us in a space-time modality, if you'd like to have it to be true, to recognize within you the possibility for you to reason with me, that in adjacent to you, standing next to you, in what you think is a causal loop about yourself, that is holding you in that identity of reflection of life is a complete alternative available to you in the healing factor of our minds. The new vision, if we decide to augment this with a series of video associations, will be nothing but to ask you to continue and proceed in the notion that you suffer from a condition of the self-concept that you hold about yourself and the true self of you that is actually in the entirety of the occupation of yourself in what appears to be your entrapment in space-time and is actually a moment of a continuing reillusionment of your own mind that cannot contain somewhere out in space-time, another you who can better advise you about what you want to see in space-time. Remember when we talked about the duplicity, the parallel universes that are contained within your own mind? That's the mysteries of outer space. Here it is. A great science effort in parallel universe is nothing but for you to see that when you came into this association in the last 7 minutes of what's going to go on in the factoring of your own mind, at any single moment in all of space-time, and here, everything else was also going on. The matrix of energy in which you now formulate yourself will always limit you to the idea of dark energy without the performance of the necessity in quantum that at any moment in the practice of this workbook of A Course in Miracles, there's another idea that you know perfectly well about. Look at me. You're very capable of expressing to me your need to journey out into the stars. But it's very obvious to you that as you perceive of yourself within the density of mass by which you identify your body, there is no possibility that you're ever going to be to journey out into the universe. Will you trust me with this power of mind for just a moment? You got an idea about it, don't you? Practice? Everything is true by the possibility of it. Come on. That is not to say that when you realize the possibility, you will want to keep it. But it does mean that in cause and effect decisions that you make about yourself cannot not be the entirety of a quantum moment that the cause of you and the effect of you are the power of universal mind. So that in the practice of these last 2 hours, and we've been setting up this whole new parameter, we ask you to practice that as you go out into the world, whenever you make decisions about the space-time in which you find yourself, you're gone. You see that? Now, while you're perfectly willing to admit that you're gone, you're going to believe, and now I'm teaching Master Teacher, that I am occupied in this 80-year-old body. And you're going to say to me, I'm occupied in another body, and we're going to share our body occupation. Listen to me. I have been successful in my determination that I couldn't solve the problem. I have been successful, this is all now directly from Jesus, in my determination that now how much energy I implied in the decision that I could come to know myself, I always fail. But each time, now in the practice of this, I decide, and it does take practice, to release the addiction that I feel in the necessity to contain myself, I have felt in the power of God released to the certainty that you and I, within the factor of mind identity, are actually not minds at all within body, but minds in the idea that the circumstance of recognition of myself in my acceptance of an advisor, and I'm using the idea of advisor in the idea of a master teacher. We use Jesus. I'll use you. If you'll let me. Look, will you show me a new factor of yourself in a quantum loop of light so that you and I can recognize our mutual intent to love one another as we did just then, in the increase in the frequency of light that brought about the healing of this body formulation, in the refactoring of light, of density, of the idea of dark form, in a continuing illumination of our minds together, in the practice, say to me, new beginning. Yeah. If you can trust me just for a moment in this is chapter 30 of the text of A Course in Miracles, the simple idea that you can train your mind in a new way to look at yourself. I very much appreciate your willingness to accept the idea of this mind training. My mind is now representing to your mind a whole new setting in space-time that has momentarily lost its correspondence with pain and death. The more I am now able to lose that correspondence, the more will be available to me of the extension and contraction each moment of my mind in the universal realization that I have escaped this bondage of time. I'll be seeing you very soon. This is a whole new continuum of a new ideas that we can share in our own revelation. That because God, the power of our love right there for each other, is going with us wherever we would go out in the universe, no matter what the distance, and is instantly available to us as we journey to the stars and beyond together in recognition that the love of God is the constancy of the realization of eternal life and happiness that we share together. We wanted the peace of God. It is ours. We found it. Finally, God, bless us, each and every one, in this new idea of this new beginning.